You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. Salmon are one of California's iconic species. The large fish once thrived in rivers and watersheds across the state and remain a critical economic and cultural resource for many communities. But centuries of damage to spawning habitats, coupled with the impact of climate change, have caused severe harm to this resilient species. And that has had ripple effects for the people and industries that rely on them. Last week, California officials announced that the state's commercial salmon fishing season would be canceled again for the third year in a row. Joining us now to talk about the significance of this latest closure is Alistair Bland. He's an environmental reporter with Cal Matters, a nonprofit newsroom that partners with public media stations across the state. Alistair, welcome back to Insight.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for having me.
It's great to chat with you. Before we get into the most recent news about the salmon season, give us a reminder about how important salmon fishing has been for communities across California.
Yeah, they've been on coastal communities, especially in fishing communities along the coast. They've been the backbone of the economy. They were the driving source of income for fishing families, hundreds or thousands of fishermen. The fleet has dwindled due to the impacts, but it was really the key fishery, the most attractive fishery, the most valuable fishery, the iconic fishery of these coastal communities.
They built economies up and down the state in coastal towns, I imagine.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's these fleets of boats are still there, but a lot of them are essentially they're inactive. They've been inactive for a few years now. They're waiting to go fishing again.
Alistair, can you give us an idea of how many Chinook salmon there were in the past, and what's led to us having these significantly diminished populations today?
Sure. California once supported, by the best estimates, millions of Chinook, plus coho salmon and steelhead trout, and all these large anadromous species that migrate into rivers to spawn. And various estimates suggest there was a Central Valley population of 2 million adult Chinook alone. We're just talking about Sacramento and San Joaquin rivers, and probably that many more in the smaller rivers up the coast. And they supported people and ecosystems, and they even fertilized forests. And we've essentially destroyed the freshwater habitat that these fish depend on. That's the short story of why they've gone away.
And what kind of industries, what led to that damage, that severe damage?
A lot of people, when telling the story, they trace it back to the gold rush, during which activity in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada primarily led to the washing out of mountains of sediment that flooded down the rivers due to this fire hosing of the mountains to the mountainsides to access this valuable metal that we wanted so badly. And so that sediment clogged up a lot of choked up the spawning grounds, the gravel beds that the fish lay and fertilize their eggs in. And subsequently, we built dams that locked the fish out of 90% or so of their higher elevation spawning habitat, where there was cold, clean water on a reliable basis. And they thrived up there, and they can't get there anymore. That's been the case since about the 40s and 1940s, 1950s. And since then, we've supported salmon with fish hatcheries, which produce millions of young fish each year. But with the added impacts of water diversions, largely for agriculture, that leaves less water in the rivers. And there's less water, there's warmer water as well. And that less water and warmer water is a lethal recipe for young salmon and fertilized eggs. So and then we've also levied the rivers, built levees along the rivers to keep them from flooding. And it turns out flooding onto the floodplains and the riparian habitat next to the rivers, that's a very ecologically productive process. And we've, to borrow words from scientist Jacob Katz, we have surgically removed that flooding process from much of the Central Valley, and that's been devastating to these fish.
Well, Alistair, as we talk about these diminished numbers, give us a little bit of context about how people track the number of fish, the number of salmon each year.
Historically, the fishing industry itself gave some evidence or some data, a lot of data for how many fish were in the ocean. So there was the harvest, ocean harvest, and then the in the rivers, the fish are concentrated into these shallow, narrow channels, essentially. And they when they swim past certain points, they can be counted. And so scientists can directly count the fish. And they can also put together the picture of how many fish are in the river by doing aerial surveys of the shallow areas where they spawn. And they can actually see the nests, where the fish are pairing up and laying and fertilizing their eggs. And they can see those from above, and they can count those. And they put all this together and they get an idea of what sort of salmon population we currently have.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, it was announced last week that the commercial salmon season would be closed for a third year in a row. Alistair, has anything like this happened before?
No, this is unprecedented. The season was shut down in 2008 and 2009 for related reasons. The population had crashed, plummeted from actually near all-time highs in the early 2000s, and then plummeted to essentially to nearly zero. And then they shut down the season for 2 years. And that was a shocker. The industry was rattled. People still talked about it for years, but the fish started coming back a little bit, and it seemed like maybe they were in the clear. And then we had this subsequent decline, and that led to 2 years of closure. And now we are into year three, and that has never happened before.
So then give us a sense of what these numbers have looked like in these past couple of years. I imagine they've been plummeting.
Yeah, well, the latest count was in the Sacramento River, 99,000 Chinook salmon, adult Chinook entering the Sacramento River. Now, that might sound like a big number, but historically, the populations were 1.5-2 million fish when you combine ocean harvest with the observed spawning returns. We had for the 1980s and 1990s and early 2000s, just going back to that far, we had a million and a half salmon many of those years. And last year, they saw 99,000 return to the Sacramento, and there was no ocean harvest, so you can't add that on to that number. So it was 100,000 fish in the Sacramento, 40,000 more went into the San Joaquin system. So there you've got 140. And in the Klamath River, we haven't talked about that yet, major system in Northern California, which probably once supported close to a million salmon, 30,000 adults entered that system last year.
Turning for a moment to recreational salmon fishing, Alistair, is that available this year? And does it have a big impact on salmon populations?
First part of your question, yes, it's available this year. So recreational fishing was also closed the last 2 years. And this year, the regulations that have been that are about to be approved, they allow probably one day of fishing. There's several weekends that are slated for sport fishing for salmon during the summer, but there's a 7,000 fish quota. And if they catch those fish on the first day, which they probably will, because it is going to be a zoo of activity out there, people haven't fished for years now. They're probably going to catch the fish the first weekend. And so that quota will be finished on the Central Coast, part of the Central Coast. There will be a second similar window that opens in September with a 7,500 fish quota. So a similar situation. And no, those numbers do not represent a threat to the population. They probably never have. Recreational fishing is, they catch a few hundred thousand fish, I think, in good years, but that was not considered to be a threat to the population historically, and it probably isn't even this summer.
You've spoken to officials from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. What did they tell you about this decision to close the commercial salmon season again?
Well, they recognize the impact that this is having on the commercial industry, and everyone recognizes that. They're empathetic to the families that are struggling and the economies that are struggling. But it's a precautionary measure. Typically, overfishing, as I mentioned, is not the problem with salmon. It's habitat loss that's driving their declines. But it's with such low numbers as we might have now, it's unfortunately just the safest way to go to shut down the season. And the state is concerned about the impact to these communities, and there's possibility of federal relief funds. I should say a probability that that money should arrive this summer. Millions of dollars that will be allocated through the fleet. And Department of Fish and Wildlife Director Chuck Bonham spoke to me last week, and he said he's concerned that they haven't gotten that money yet for 2023, but he's hopeful that it is arriving soon.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters environmental reporter Alastair Bland about the cancellation of California's commercial salmon fishing season for an unprecedented third year in a row. Alastair, tell us a little bit about the people who depend on salmon for their livelihoods. How are they doing given all these closures?
They're not doing very well. They're struggling. Salmon, as I mentioned, was the backbone of these coastal fishing economies and these communities. And when salmon were thriving, so were the fishermen. The fishermen supported to a degree, still do, but they often have to get second jobs now. But they supported families and bought San Francisco homes and put kids through college on salmon incomes, and then they've lost that, hopefully temporarily. They still have other fish, and this goes for both the commercial fishermen who sell their fish, and also they're sort of commercial fishermen. They run boats that host recreational anglers, and that's the party boats we call them. And all these fishermen, they still have halibut, rockfish, lingcod, sable fish, also called black cod, and Dungeness crab, and that's another big industry there. But these other fisheries, they provide income, but they don't make up for salmon. Nothing replaces salmon. Everyone agrees, nothing replaces salmon.
Alastair, as you know, California officials have developed a salmon strategy to help protect these fish. Can you tell us a little bit about what that proposes?
Yeah, that's the salmon strategy for a hotter, drier future. So it encompasses the impacts, the expected impacts of warming and climate change on these fish. And it's essentially a 37-page document that outlines measures to restore access to spawning habitat. So there's discussion in that document of removing small dams and restoring the rearing habitat that I think I mentioned, where the fish spread out on floodplains and side channels and into flooded riparian areas, restoring that habitat. Also, this salmon strategy talks about addressing flows. Now that gets controversial and a little bit political, but trying to make sure there's enough river water left in these systems to keep temperatures low enough and flows high enough to support the fish and help them get out to the ocean. So this strategy is pointing in all the right directions. It's hopefully it gets moving sooner than later.
And finally, Alastair, can the collapse of California salmon, do you think it can ever really truly be turned around? Do experts think that?
Yeah, it depends. It depends which expert you speak with. So Peter Moyle of UC Davis, he's one of the greatest fish scientists to have studied fish in California, and a veteran UC Davis researcher. And he knows more about this than most people. He thinks restoring salmon, Chinook salmon in the Central Valley, to large and self-sustaining populations, that's without the use of fish hatcheries, he thinks it would be very difficult. Others are more optimistic, and I'll reference Renee Henry of Trout Unlimited and Jacob Katz of California Trout. They think we can rebuild populations in the Central Valley to half a million or even half 1.5 million fish. They're optimistic, but thanks to them and their colleagues, we know what these fish need. We know exactly what they need. We know the conditions that they thrive in. We know what's missing from the river. So we have the tools. And the question is really not whether salmon can recover, but whether we will allow them to recover. And that's a question that's not answered yet.
Well, it's a fascinating topic. I know we'll continue to follow your reporting. Alistair, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Alistair Bland is an environmental reporter for Cal Matters. We've been talking about the closure of California's commercial salmon fishing season. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. We're back in just a moment.